Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, my goodness, super, super excited to have you joining us here today. I'm telling you what, we have a phenomenal show. We're going to be kicking off the top of the hour, chatting it up with Tracy Michelle Lewis. She's an author, not a novice at all. We're going to be talking about her brand new book. Yes, the brand new book, The Unlikely Remnant, and I am telling you what, it is juicy. You know what? For those of you that are living right and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make the rapture. What happens when four people miss the rapture? And looking at their lives and looking at the surface, it appears they should have made it, but they didn't. We're going to be talking about that. And then in our second segment, we're going to be doing a new artist spotlight. We're excited to feature Mimi from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. You may know her as Tamisha Bolden. She's here from the capital city. We're going to be chatting it up with her. She is on the praise and worship team at Speaking Spirit Ministries, and she has a single out called You Made It. So we're going to be talking to her later on in the show. So we're just excited to have you here. Listen, we got to give a big shout out to all those that are listening. You all listen from all over the web. You listen from Twitter and from Facebook and from Charvette.com and from BlogTalkRadio.com. So we want to shout you out. Certainly, Richmond, we see you on the report. Hello. Thank you so much. Cary, North Carolina. How y'all doing? Washington, D.C., we love you. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, hello. Reading, Pennsylvania, hello. Ontario, Canada, I got to get up there. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Port St. Joe, Florida. Never heard of it. I love it. Thank you for listening. Halston, Massachusetts, thanks for listening. Riverside, California, thanks for listening. And the list goes on. Hey, I know you're following me on Twitter. You better follow me on Twitter if you're not. Twitter.com/Charvette. And you can connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Or if you say, you know what, I have enough friends already, no problem. I list all of my show topics in the public file. So if you just want to check out facebook.com/Charvette, we'd be glad to have you following along with us. All right, so again, we're going to jump right on in with our first segment. This book is juicy, I'm telling you what. And I have my author hanging out with me in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic, and we're going to be talking about The Unlikely Remnant. We're one of the stops on her blog tour, and I'm excited that she's stopping by. And so, listeners, I think you need to put your hands together right about now for Tracy Michelle Lewis. Tracy, thanks for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me. I feel so blessed just to be here. So thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad to talk to you about this new book, The Unlikely Remnant. Certainly, you have a plethora of work behind your name already. This book, how did you get the inspiration for this book, which is talking about a story that has occurred after the rapture?
Wow. Well, I can tell you this. I actually, when the concept came to me, I didn't want to write it. I felt like that the subject of the rapture was beyond me in a lot of ways, that this is stuff that theologians talked about. I mean, pre-trib and post-trib, and will the church be here, and will, you know, is Jesus really coming back a second time, and all of these, you know, things are debated in theological
circles,
and I'm just a writer. And so, and I didn't want it, if I was going to write it, I didn't want it to be corny or cheesy or cliche or any of those things. But as these characters just kept calling me, and
wow,
they were calling me, number one, because they looked like people I knew. And so, I began to explore the concept of what happens. I mean, we know the Left Behind series and all of that, but those were really people who did not believe and found themselves, you know, left behind. But what happens when you actually think that you were going to be caught up? And then the realization that maybe your heart was not in alignment with what your words were. And so, and the story goes on and on. So initially I have to say that I really didn't want to write it, but I just felt this pressing, and I felt like the characters needed their story told. And it just kind of flowed from there.
Well, I got to tell you, when I read the description, it pulled me right in. And I was saying to a friend, I was sharing the description, and we were both like, wow, that's like, I want to read about that. So the four people that are the main characters. So we have Faye, who is a mother in the AME church. She spent 40 years of her life working for the Lord, and she finds herself have missed the rapture. There's Chad, who is a conservative Christian radio talk show host. He has missed the rapture. There's Jeremiah, who is a Christian televangelist. He somehow has missed the rapture. And then we're left with Rosa, who's a single mom, but she's an English teacher at the Catholic school that she grew up in, and she has missed the rapture. So tell us, how does it start off? How does the book start off?
Well, I divided the book into two sections, because the first section is told in the first person, and these four individuals are really just telling you their story. You really get their backstory. You kind of figure out what are some of the things in their life that played a part in the state of their heart. And so about a mother Faye that, you know, has worked in the church, and I've had so many people say, I still can't figure out why she was left behind. You know, but there was a disconnect between working and being task oriented and being religious and actually having an authentic relationship with Christ and having your heart changed and feeling like you can work your way into the gate, so to speak, you know. And so there's this so each character begins to tell their story. And then the second part of the book, they all come together. Somehow they find themselves trapped in a church in North Philadelphia. And the unique thing about that is that these are four individuals that would have not likely engaged each other at any point in time. And part of my ministry is around multicultural ministry and how, you know, there's a church really in general, the collective church is really a segregated institution. And so, you know, I wanted to see what would happen if I put your, you know, white, middle-aged, you know, right-wing, conservative, family values guy next to Mother Faye, who could have likely walked with Dr. King. And, you know, if I put, you know, that with, you know, someone who is a second-generation, that Chad with someone who's a second-generation immigrant or second-generation American, and then you have this bishop, this huge personality that everyone knows, and put them all in the room and see what happens. So you see what happens in the second half of the book. But really, it was just sort of playing around with, you know, what happens when people who would have never engaged each other before the rapture find themselves having to and trying to figure out what's going to happen, what do they need to do now.
Oh, I'm telling you, listeners, you need to get this book, The Unlikely Remnant, again, by Tracy Michelle Lewis. Definitely connect with her. Tracy, how can people connect with you online and also purchase the book?
I'm all over the place.
So, yes, you are.
So they can obviously they can connect with me on Facebook, TM Lewis, Facebook.com, TM Lewis. They can also reach out to me. I actually have a Facebook page for The Unlikely Remnant called The Unlikely Remnant Readers. So if they read the book and they want to engage with other readers about the subject, you know, the subjects that come up in the book, they can go there. I have a blog and a website, www.tracymlewis.com. TracyMLewis.com, and there, you know, they can take a look at some of my other projects and kind of what I'm blogging about and what I'm thinking about and just spend time there at the site. And then I'm also on Twitter at TM Lewis, so they can reach me there. And I'm pretty open. I love to talk with readers. I love to hear what readers are saying and thinking about the work. That's important.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. And listeners, I have tagged her on Facebook, and I've also am tweeting now throughout the show. So if you are following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, it'll be an easy way to connect with her on Twitter. And so I love that you have actually a free chapter that people can read, and it's from the perspective of the church, the actual building. So it's really neat how you had the building, which is the church, talking about this story or setting this up. What gave you that idea?
Well, that actually came from, it's the prologue in the book. So it's the beginning. It kind of sets you up for what you're about to read. And you know the saying, if walls could talk.
Yes.
So that's kind of where that comes from. And I thought, I said, I just happened to be thinking one day, what would happen if the actual church building talked about everything that it's seen over the years?
My goodness.
You know? And mm-hmm. so you have, and I chose this. Philadelphia has a very long history of churches here, obviously it being, you know, one of the first cities in the New World, so to speak. And so many of the churches here in the Philadelphia area are 300 and 400 years old. So
wow.
I said, wouldn't it be great if the church could talk about the generations of people and the state of their hearts, because it's an outside observer. It's observing the hearts and whether, you know, the spirit is there and the spirit is not, and, you know, and really from the outside looking in, because the Bible says even the rocks will cry out and worship.
Yeah.
And so why not have this building, which is essentially stone and wood and rocks, cry out and tell us what it seems to set us up for what, you know, these stories of these individuals.
Ooh, the unlikely remnant. And so do you think this book is for anybody? Can anybody pick this book up and read it, or is it just for Christians?
No, actually, I think that it would definitely be edifying for those who are believers. But I think those who are not believers who are possibly seeking and just want a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
I don't spend a lot of time in the book talking about the Antichrist, and there's books out there that do that, and the
right, right.
And the mark of the beast and all of that, and there's a lot that's out there. I wanted to talk about relationships. How does our relationship with each other, the horizontal relationship, as well as our vertical relation with God, how is that impacted by our choices that we make? How is it that we can confess with our mouth and not believe in our heart? You know, that we have a disconnect in that scripture. So I wanted to explore relational types of things in the book. And so I think, I just think that if there's an opportunity for someone who is seeking or someone who may not be a believer to get some insight into the heart matter, so to speak. And then also, I just think it's a good story.
Yeah.
You know, I think these characters are interesting. So whether you choose to believe or not, whether, you know, from a religious standpoint or from a standpoint of faith, you don't buy it.
Right.
I'm going to let the Holy Ghost work on you, okay?
Right.
but I think that even if you don't buy it, I think that you will be fascinated by the characters, and I think that you'll be fascinated by their stories and then the conflict that occurs between them. So I think it's a good story, and for that reason, I think anybody should, you know, who is open to all types of literature would be, you know, would love to read it or would enjoy it.
Awesome. I love how you explained that. And I was going to say that there are so many, like, TV shows and movies now about just things that they allude to the rapture. They may not call it out. They may not say what it is, but there are a lot of shows of things that, like, the world has ended, or there's a virus that has come and swept through,
yeah.
And now people mm-hmm. are left. I mean, one of my favorite shows, The Walking Dead, again, it mm-hmm. doesn't call out that it's the rapture, and I'm not saying that they set it up that way, but it alludes to what happens when people are gone. And so I think that would attract just the average reader, and certainly a well-written book should attract anyone. And if you are not a Christian and you're reading this, maybe it'll pique your interest to have you pursue more and find out more. All right, listeners, if you just tuned in, hello, welcome. We are talking about The Unlikely Remnant, brand new book by Tracy Michelle Lewis. You want to pick this up. She's stopping by through on her blog tour. I'm telling you what other events and things do you have coming up, Tracy?
Well, I'm doing the blog tour for the next couple of weeks, so there will be several stops, which I will be Facebooking and tweeting out for the next, the next couple of weeks of the radio show. So I'll be really doing the press circuit, I guess, about
yes.
the book. But then the one thing that I want to share is that I've just co-written a book called Blast Off, Launching You into Motherhood, a 21-day devotional. And it's actually a 21-day devotional for new moms. I have a 17-month-old, and I'm a new mom, first-time mom. And so there were, I wanted to create, me and Angela Johnson Ayers, the co-author, wanted to create a very quick 21-day devotional that moms, and even veteran moms, I should say, would I think will find it valuable, that they can really meditate not on things. A lot of the mommy books out there talk to you as a mom in relationship to your child, but they don't address some of the needs of the mother, some of the things that we deal with as moms internally as far as all, you know, spiritual, emotional, and physical health. And so the 21-day devotional is available now. It's as an ebook on Amazon. And so I just wanted to kind of plug that a little bit because it's a project that's really dear to my heart because I just have a heart for moms, you know, being a new mom myself. So that's one of the newest projects that I'm working on or developing or working to promote right now.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your 17-month-old baby and being a new mom.
Yes, yes.
Certainly your hands are completely full. So give our listeners one more time all of your contact information, your website, and how they can connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Absolutely. My website is www.tracymlewis.com, tracymlewis.com. That's my blog and my website. You can purchase a copy, a hard copy of the book there. You can also, it's also available on Amazon and all of the, anywhere books are sold. You can purchase a copy of the book, all of the e-books, it's e-book providers. Also Facebook, TM Lewis, facebook.com/TM Lewis. Twitter, TM Lewis, @TM Lewis. You can reach me. And I would love to hear from anyone and just get feedback on the book.
Great, great, great. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by. And I'm telling you what, this book, I hope you sell millions and millions and all that because I think you've done a really, really good job of how you've crafted this together. And then it's entertaining, but also thought-provoking and challenging us to make sure we don't miss God when we think we are all on target and we are really off target, perhaps.
Absolutely.
And off track. So, great. Well, thank you so much again.
And thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for your show and just being a blessing and for all that you do. I really appreciate you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our next segment. Don't you go anywhere, okay? We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speaker is Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surroundedbyfaith.org.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, hello, hello again, and welcome back. I'm telling you what, I'm excited to have all of those that are tuning in, that are hanging out with us here on the Starvet Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited. Again, we finished up our first segment with an author spotlight. We met Tracy Michelle Lewis. I'm telling you what, The Unlikely Remnant, it's a juicy book. You want to go grab it. I think she did a really, really good job with that. So check her out again, TracyMLewis.com. And then also if you follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette and Facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so we'll be going into our next segment, our new artist spotlight. And I'm excited because I always like to feature new artists, new authors, and the like. And from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, we'll be talking to Mimi. You may know her as Tamisha Bolden. She's a singer-songwriter. Born in Richmond, started singing at the age of 6, and she was inspired by her family to sing gospel. She actually sung with a family gospel group called the Lewis Family, and she did that for 12 years, and then later on went into a solo career. She has appeared at various women's conferences in the Virginia area, and she certainly has a heart for the youth and the women in her community. And then she currently serves on the praise team at Speaking Spirit Ministries. Big shout out to them. And she certainly just loves lifting up the name of Jesus. And she has a single out that we're going to hear called You Made It. And I'm telling you what, I really like the vibe of it. I really like what she has done with it. And so, you know what, I'm going to let you actually hear it first, and then I will chat it up with her. So I'm going to let you actually hear it, and then that way you'll have an idea of what we're talking about. Again, if you just tuned in, we say hello and thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and for all of your consistency and listening and doing all that good stuff. So make sure you are following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Make sure you're doing that. If you're not doing that, then you don't know what's coming up, and you don't know what has been and all that good stuff. So you want to make sure you do that. All right, so we're going to go. Actually, I'm going to go to Lori called Jess B, and then we'll let you hear from Mimi, and then we'll be bringing her on the air. All right, here we go.
All right. All right, get the flow going. Okay, let's move. 1, 2, 3, come on.
Sometimes you gotta let people go because they try to keep you hanging on. And you know their heart belongs to somebody else. But you are the shoulder that they can cry on.
A little bit of Lori Michelle, Jess B, just to get your taste buds wet. But listen, we're ready to go into our new artist spotlight with Mimi, Tamisha Bolden. We're excited. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, and we're bringing her to the mic right now. Yes, yes, yes. Hello, Mimi. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm great.
great. Well, we're excited
to be here.
Yes, excited to feature you here in the new artist spotlight. So I've given a little bit of background about you already. Certainly, did you always feel like you would do something in music? Was it just embedded in you and your family?
Yes, I come from a family full of singers and musicians and songwriters. So I was destined to be here and doing what I'm doing.
Okay. And so is it easier to sing or is it easier to write the songs?
For me, it's easier to write.
Okay.
But I enjoy singing also.
So how do you get inspired to write? Like, how does the inspiration come to you to even, you know, put pen to paper to put down a song?
Well, I just hear, like, if I hear music, it's like words come automatically, and I just start writing it down. So, yeah.
That's the inspiration. And so what was the catalyst for you to say, okay, I think I need to work on either putting a single out or putting a project together? What kind of pushed you in that direction?
I felt like, you know, I've been singing for so long, and I had never did a CD project or anything. So I said, you know what, it's time for me to go ahead on and just do something like that. Because, I mean, I feel like, you know, God gives me the words to these songs, and the world needs to hear it. So
great. And so we have the single that we will be sharing called You Made It. Tell us about the words and what's the meaning behind that particular song.
The meaning behind that song, I would say, it's just realizing that everything that we see, like the trees and the birds and the sky, I mean, God created that. And sometimes we are so busy in our daily routine, we forget to just take it all in, and we take it all for granted. So it's just a reminder that God is the creator of all things, and just enjoy it.
Great. So, listeners, we're going to let you hear that. Hold on to your seats. Hold on. We're going to let you hear it more. And we do want to say hello and welcome to all those that are tuning in, that are listening from all across the World Wide Web. Those that are on the phone lines, we see you, and we say hello and welcome. And you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're talking to Mimi in our new artist spotlight. All right. And so in the last, I know you've had some exciting things going on recently. You went to the Stella Awards. Do you want to share any of the great things that have been going on with you?
Sure. I went to Nashville, Tennessee. I've met a lot of great people. It was very exciting. I would say that I would love to go again next year because I had so much fun. And
yeah.
A lot of opportunities have opened up for me, and I'm just truly blessed.
Awesome. And I mentioned also that you are on the praise and worship team for Speaking Spirit Ministries. And so certainly, don't you think it's important that those that feel like they have the gift to sing, that they are in a church and that they are committed and working in their church, does that make a difference?
Oh, most definitely. I feel like, you know, me being in the church and being active in the church, that helps me. Like when I go out, you know, I have something to take with me and just share it and spread it to wherever I go.
Great. And what have been the things that you've maybe learned over the last, you know, year or so as you've been putting the single together and doing praise and worship and being at conferences and things or of that nature? What are things that you have grown and learned about the music industry and about being a new artist and moving in this direction?
Well, I've learned that I have to be more confident. I have to just be more bold. And just allow God to lead me and guide me, and just this is a difficult industry sometimes, but
right.
just learning to pray and ask God for strength and just keep on moving forward.
All right, keep on moving forward. And so are you in the midst, in the process of writing the music for the rest of your full project?
Yes, that's forthcoming. I'm in the studio almost every day. I'm writing, and I am looking to have it done by the spring. So just be looking out for it.
Cool. And they can connect with you on Facebook, right?
Sure, right.
Great. Let them know how they can connect with you on Facebook.
You can connect with me on Facebook by looking up Tymesha Bolden. That's T-Y-M-E-S-H-A Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N. And you can also look my Mimi page up on Facebook.
Great. And so we said Mimi is kind of like AKA Mimi, you guys. All right. So that's like the nickname. That's like that's going to be the artist name. So you keep that locked in your memory. Like, oh, yeah, I heard about a Mimi. Okay, from Richmond. Oh, that's who that is. So I can imagine that if you are a songwriter, you probably have like a ton of songs, a ton of options that you could go with. Like, how do you decide what's going to actually make it on your first project? Because I'm sure you have like a ton of things.
I do. I have a ton of songs, and I listen to my children because they're young, and when I see them catching on to something, I'm like, okay, that's a hot one. Or my husband, he's like, we got to put this on. So I just listen to the feedback of my family and my friends and just see what they say about it, and that's basically how I choose what goes on to the CD project.
Okay, so big shout out to your husband and your children for helping kind of be your focus group. You have your own personal like music focus group. You're like, yeah, that's hot, Mom.
I do.
And do you write for other people? Do you also write for other artists or groups or choirs?
I haven't, but that's my desire. I would love to write for other artists.
Great. Well, I think we have let people sit in suspense for long enough. Let's let them hear You Made It, and then we'll chat some more about that. So, listeners, we're going to let you hear right now a single by Mimi called You Made It, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. I mean, don't you move. Don't you move. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked right here.
Another second of life with every breath.
hit by Mimi. I'm telling you, Mimi, that's hot. That's
oh,
a
thanks.
Hot track right there. I'm just swaying and bouncing. That's like, you know, on a Saturday, you riding and you got the sunroof or the moonroof. That's like that kind of vibe. I love it. Tell us about your – oh, you're welcome. Your producers and your musicians, give them all shout-outs.
I would like to give a shout out to my husband, Jeff Bolden, Rufus Johnson, and Dee Bryant from the ATL. I would just like to just say thank you guys. They are like an awesome team.
Awesome. And so the actual, who's doing the actual like keyboard and all of that?
Dee Bryant did the track, and
okay.
Rufus Johnson and I, we co-wrote the song. So, yeah, they are awesome.
Awesome. And so what genre would you put yourself in? Would you say you're urban gospel? Would you just say, like, what genre would you fit your categorize yourself?
I would say urban gospel. I think so.
Okay, great. It's always good to have diversity, I think, in ministry, because God is diverse. He's not stuck in a box. We are, but he's not. So
oh.
I like that. I like that. I like that. And so going forward, what's next for you? What do you see? We know you're going to be working on the project. You want that release to be in the spring. Do you have other events or anything else you want to let our listeners know about?
I have an event coming up. I'm going to have to post that on my Facebook. So
okay.
Go and check it out, and I hope to see you there.
Cool. And listeners, I have tagged her on Facebook, her artist page, and also her main page. So that'll be an easy way to connect if you're following or connected to me, Charvette, on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And again, it's a public post, so you don't have to be a friend to see it or click on it. So that's the easiest way to get that out. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What motivates me is my relationship with God. I know that if I didn't have a relationship with God, I don't know where I would be. So
yeah.
That's my motivation. And as long as I have him in my life, I know that there's no place that I can't go or nothing that I can't do. So that is my motivation.
Well said, well said. Well, big shout out here from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I think, listeners, you need to put your hands together for Tanisha Bolden, a.k.a. Mimi, so keep that locked. Are they able to purchase that single, or will it be available later on in the year?
That will be available in the spring. So,
okay, great.
Just listen out and just listen out for what.
Great. Well, we gave you a sneak peek, listeners, a hot off the press. You got to hear it here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So thank you so much again for stopping by, and we're glad we were able to introduce you to our listeners, and we'll keep them informed of all the upcoming events and things that you have going on.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, you're welcome. Listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap things up. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speaker is Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surroundedbyfaith.org.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires, and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for hanging out here and checking us out. Listen, I do want to give an event spotlight, an event shout-out. I will be participating in the 6th annual Entrusted Connection Ministry Women's Retreat, and that's going to be taking place February 28th through March 2nd in Chesapeake Bay. It's a beautiful hotel establishment that they have there, and I'm excited because I will be one of the facilitators for a panel discussion, but one of the keynote speakers or the keynote guest will be Lisa Price. She is the founder of Carol's Daughter. So if you are into natural care, natural hair products and all that, she started out in her kitchen, and now she's a millionaire, multimillionaire from her products, Carol's Daughter. She's going to be at this particular event. So, again, it's February 28th. Through March 2nd. It'll be at the Hyatt Regency, Chesapeake Bay in Cambridge, Maryland. I'm excited to be one of the facilitators for the panel. Many other people, there's Dr. Lisa Rhodes, who's the Dean of Sisters Chapel, Spelman College. Dr. Dorothy Tatum will be there. Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown will be there. Reverend Tracy Holly will be there. And this is put on by Bishop Gail LeGrand Williams. You can find out more information by going to the main website for this retreat, which is www.ec-ministry.com. Again, that's ec-ministry.com. And plan to attend and say, hey, Charvette, I heard about this on your show. Make sure you come up and say hello. It is a stellar event. It's put on very well. I've been to just about all of the retreats in some form or fashion as a speaker or something of that nature, and it is very well done. So big shout out there to Entrusted Connections, and I'm excited to meet Lisa Price, the natural hair products and all that good stuff. And then, as you heard in the commercial, certainly surrounded by faith ministries, excited to be the mistress of ceremony for that Throw Your Hands Up conference, day conference that's coming up March 9th. So we're excited about that. Again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. You can, when you go to charvette.com, which is my main website, that's the easiest way to connect. You can also go back and listen to past shows. We've done a lot of past shows with a lot of great people. Big shout out to Anita Wilson, who is a gospel artist, new gospel artist, who is up for a Grammy. So the Grammys are coming up. She's nominated for a Grammy. She was nominated for Stella Awards. And her interview is at one of my spotlight interviews right on the homepage of charvette.com. You can listen to that. So big shout out to her, certainly being a new artist and also getting that nod from the Grammys to be put in the nomination. So big shout out there. And then also on the featured interview page, you can go back and look at all the different other featured interviews we have. And if you have a guest recommendation, we always take guest recommendations, and you can do that on the contact page of charvette.com. Well, you know what? That's going to wrap up another edition today. We're excited again for all those that hung out with us on the phone lines, those that listen from Twitter and from Facebook, those that will listen from iTunes. iTunes, I have a lot of listeners from iTunes. We appreciate you keeping it locked here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m., interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.